Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. We were inside the locker room on Friday morning to get the final thoughts from the players as they prepare to take on the Baltimore Ravens this weekend. It was all defense. We heard from Chandler Jones, Dante Hightower, and Dane Fletcher. Hear what they had to say about taking on Joe Flacco, Ray Rice, and more in this edition of Locker Room Uncut.
That's definitely every week. Every week you will want to make the quarterback, not just Joe Flacco, but every quarterback. I feel like a lot of teams in the NFL are quarterback driven. You know, that's an obvious statement. But, Joe Flacco is a good quarterback, and for us to, you know, stop the Ravens, we have to stop him.
James was telling us that, and knee injury or not, he's one of the toughest quarterbacks you're going to face while you're in the pocket. Steps up, you know, feels the pressure, doesn't get scared in the pocket. You see a lot of the same things?
Yeah, you know, and I feel like that's personally, you know, I put that on me, on my shoulders. You know, it's my job personally to get after him, you know, being, you know, one of the pass rushers on this team. To put, you know, a kind of put stress on myself to get after him, and that's what we'll try to do this week.
He's doing well. He's playing well, especially the second half of the year. He's starting to hit different targets, different receivers and tight ends, and, you know, I think that shows a lot of his versatility, and, you know, he'll step up and he'll also take a hit, so can't be mad about that.
I mean, Ray Rice is Ray Rice. He's a great player, great athlete, great competitor, but, he's an explosive guy. I mean, whether he showed it out on film this year, but, I mean, regardless, I mean, he's one of the better running backs in the league.
What about Joe Flacco? How has he changed from, like, the first half of the season now? You know, it seems like they've been obviously clicking in the second half.
They definitely hit a rhythm. I mean, Flacco, again, is probably one of the he's definitely one of the, one of the premier quarterbacks in the league, obviously. Coming in from last year, you know, having a good season he did last year. But, I mean, like you said, I mean, the second half of the season, you know, they've really been clicking.
He runs the ball well. He's very strong. They use him in the passing game. So you just have to be alert for players like that. He's another player that can take the ball the distance whenever. So, our job is just containing him as well.
You always kind of keep an eye on back shoulder of the Ravens and, you know, a few other teams out there just because, you know, down the line there's some teams that are just kind of always around for the playoffs, especially them. I mean, ever since Harbaugh's been there, I believe that, you know, they won a playoff game ever since. So you always just kind of keep teams like that in the back of your eye and kind of just keep an eye on them.
It'll be exciting, you know, having that opportunity to play against the Ravens and my brother. Our biggest goal is to go out there and execute and get a win.
Do you guys trash talk during the week? Do you talk at all during the week?
I haven't spoken to him this week, actually. We do talk every once in a while, but this week I haven't had the chance to talk to him.
Just going against Baltimore is a competitive game every time I've been here, and we always play each other tough. It's kind of what you look forward to playing in the NFL. In my perspective, it's, you know, two hard-nosed teams battling it out every year, and that's fun. That's fun football.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.